The Career Evangelist Podcast, episode number 172.
Did you inherit $1 million from your grandparent, or are you about to become wealthy from someone else's hard work? If you say yes to these questions, this show is not for you. You, the hardworking, committed, and ambitious professional who have a 9-to-5 corporate job or a 12-hour shift worker keeping the assembly line running. Perhaps you run your gig as a freelancer, or maybe you run a small business. You are in the right place. Welcome to the Career Evangelist Podcast, where you get your weekly tips, ideas, strategies, and inspiration to find purpose in what you do so you can build a career you are passionate about and live a fulfilled life. Here is your host, Vola Alabi.
Hello, my friends. Welcome to another fresh and exciting episode of the Career Evangelist Podcast. I'm the evangelist myself, Bola Alabi. I'm here for you. I'm a man on a mission. And the mission is simple. I want to put 1,000 people in a career they will love, so that it can grow and thrive. It's that simple. I want to help hard-working professionals find a job where they will be able to earn $1 million within 10 years. I need you to help accomplish this goal. All you need to do is share this episode with someone you care about and who wants to make 100K income. That's $100,000 in income per year, and leave the rest to me. Now, if you haven't subscribed to this show, please hit the subscribe button. I want to put you on the front line so that you will become among the first to know whenever I publish any new episode. The Career Evangelist Podcast is available wherever you listen to your podcast: Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, Amazon Music, and anywhere you listen to podcast. So join our community today. Today, I want to share some insight about how to turn your LinkedIn profile into a job magnet. The year is 2023. The way you search for a job has changed. 20 years ago, people looked for jobs by spending countless hours filling out job applications on multiple websites, hoping they would get called for an interview on maybe one of them, or two, or more. Then, it was a game of chance and numbers. The more applications you can fill, the higher your chance of landing a new job. So what do? They fill lots and lots and lots of applications, hoping to get called for a job interview. My friend, hope is not a strategy. Welcome to the new era. Welcome to an era when you can literally be called to apply for a new position that you have no knowledge about and which has not even been posted publicly online. A new concept that involves you not only searching for jobs, but where you have recruiters, headhunters, and hiring managers looking for you. An approach where you have a high quality job delivered directly to your inbox with recruiters asking you if you are interested in those positions or if you know anyone who might be interested. Yes, this is made possible by the powerful LinkedIn platform. I can testify to that. I get a lot of different job application requests in my LinkedIn inbox. LinkedIn is a business and employment-focused social media platform where professionals connect, engage, and share knowledge. I personally use LinkedIn to manage my professional identity, and I actively build my professional network on this platform. Let me give you some statistics to help you understand the powerful effect of this LinkedIn. As of this year, 2023, LinkedIn has over 800 million members in 200 countries around the world. The United States of America has the most LinkedIn users, and it has close to 200 million people. Check this out. There are over 50 million companies registered on LinkedIn. If you are a working professional, why won't you have your profile on LinkedIn? So because of the important role that LinkedIn plays in job search, I am creating this episode, How to Turn Your LinkedIn Profile into a Job Magnet. I want to help you maximize the platform and boost your professional network. I said I get frequent requests to apply for jobs on LinkedIn. I get about 2 to 3 every other week. If your LinkedIn profile sucks, or you do not know how to connect and engage with like-minded professionals, you will find this episode of value, because I'm sharing 5 things you must do to make your LinkedIn profile stand out so that you can attain an all-star status. Are you ready for this? Okay, let's go. The number one thing that you've got to do is to upload a professional picture as your display picture, as your profile picture. Your picture is your identity. So you've got to make sure that it represents your best self. As I said, LinkedIn is a professional platform. Most people, they make this mistake. They treat LinkedIn in the same way as maybe Facebook or Instagram. Don't post beach party picture on LinkedIn. That's not where it belongs. That's not the purpose. The purpose, again, is to connect with fellow professionals. On LinkedIn, you've got to make sure that you are putting your best foot forward. Why? Your potential employer, they are on that site. And everything you do, how you represent yourself, they are seeing everything if they look up your profile. And when I say professional picture, I'm not trying to get you to break the bank. No, that's not my intention. You can take a good picture on your phone. Our phone these days, they can take high quality pictures. So just take a very good picture. Make sure you are well dressed with good lighting, plain background, and you should be good from there. So upload a professional picture. That's the first point I want to share. The second one is that you need to update your About Me section. This section, About Me, is where you introduce yourself to the world or whoever lands on your profile. Creating a powerful About Me profile that highlights your accomplishment and what you bring to the table, that will help you in your job search. So you've got to ensure that you put the right keywords on your profile. And why do you need this? This will make it easier for recruiters and hiring managers to find you by using the powerful LinkedIn algorithm. So let me show you or teach you how to use the right keywords. So how do you find the right keywords? It's easy, actually. All you need to do, go and find a good job description that matches what you are looking for. And from that job description, you can extract keywords. You will then need to add those keywords to your profile. You can add them in the About Me section, and you can also add those keywords in the Skills section. For example, let's say you are looking for a job as a marketing manager. Some keywords that you may want to consider may include digital marketing, social media marketing, marketing strategy, communication skills, collaboration, brand management, market research, search engine optimization, SEO, email marketing, and so on. Those keywords, they are essential for a marketing manager. So by adding them on your profile, if a hiring manager or a recruiter is looking for a marketing manager, if they type in marketing manager in the search bar on LinkedIn, you are going to be among those that will pop up. So by spending time on the About Me section, you can improve your chances of the LinkedIn algorithm picking you up when a recruiter is looking for talent. So that's the second point. Make sure you update your About Me section. Number three, upgrade your connections. I told you that LinkedIn is a social media platform. That means you need to be connected with other people on the platform. And there are various options for you. You can connect with your current and past colleagues, if applicable. You can connect with your college friends and alumni. You can search for and join groups on LinkedIn. There are literally tens of thousands of professional groups on LinkedIn. Again, let's use the marketing manager as an example. If you do a search for marketing groups on LinkedIn, you will see such groups as digital marketing group, social media marketing group, email marketing group, and so on. So whichever of these appeals to you, you can join them. So find groups and join relevant group that is suitable, applicable to your profession. The purpose of this is to increase your reach, your connection, so that you can learn from people even in those groups. So that's the third one, upgrade your connection. The fourth point that you need to address and take care of is you also need to boost your connection. This is especially applicable to those people that have less than 500 connections. You've got to do yourself a favor here and boost your connection. Find people, as I said, your colleagues, current and past, your friends, and connect with them. You can also reach out to people that you don't know and connect with them. So we have to be careful here. I typically don't just accept connections from random people. I want to make sure that I have quality people in my connection. So if you want to reach out to someone that you don't know, always try to introduce yourself and give a brief reason why you want to connect with them. I've heard some of my students told me that, hey, I reached out to people, they don't connect with me. Yeah, sometimes don't just send the invite, hey, connect. No, you should do a little bit more by personalizing the request. And here's a simple script that you can use. Hi, I'm currently working to expand my network by connecting with more people in my field. I found your profile to be very impressive. I would love to have you in my network. would you be open to connecting? That's it. You've got to boost your connection, my friend. Number five, the last but not the least, post and interact with others on the platform. As I've said so many times now, LinkedIn is a social media platform for professionals. You need to socialize in order to take full advantage of the platform. Do not just connect and be dormant on the site. You should, from time to time, interact with others. Participate in discussions. You can even become a thought leader by sharing regularly on something, anything that you are passionate about. I write about entrepreneurship. I write about leadership. I write about energy transitions because I'm passionate about those topics. So my friends, don't just scroll through posts on LinkedIn. You should like posts that appeal to you, and you should comment whenever possible. And that's where I'm wrapping it. I hope you found this helpful. If you can follow these steps, you will be able to have an all-star LinkedIn profile. I know some people may need help with their LinkedIn profile. If you do, I can support you. Check out the link in this show notes to book a time with me, and we can strategically collaborate and talk about how to make your LinkedIn profile stand out. Till next time again, this is Bola Alabi, the career evangelist, signing out.